Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah continued, which means the Mishnah said, we learned the other day, you have to read the Kriya on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos afternoon by Mincha. But when you read, you can't read from where you finished. And as if you read till Sheni these days, you can't start from the after Sheni. You have to start from the beginning of the parasha. In fact, this Kriya does not cover, does not mean a cheshbon that you have to listen and read the entire parasha on Shabbos. It's like Mishvani Olam HaMinyan. Says the Gemara, the Tanya Abedin HaBraisa, Braisa will learn the Braille Lamina Cheshbon. It does count for the Cheshbon, which means it would be the opposite of what a Mishnah says. That you can, if you start whatever you read on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, you can start after that from there. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the parasha. However, of Zori Bar Bechemi, Basim Shem Rav Shmuel, Lok Mishama Eino Men Aminya, Cheshbon Kamastisan, even though the Braisa says, disagrees with the Mishnah, it says, Oilam and Acheshbon, we paskin like the Braisa, like the Mishnah that says, Eino Oilam and Acheshbon, that you have to stop at the beginning of the parasha, and this does not count. Mark continues another memra. Halok Lagabi Kriyas HaTorah as well, where it says, it's time, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Utiwadas Pasea Baroyah. Person goes ahead, reads the Torah, he opens the Torah, and he sees Raya, he sees where he's supposed to read from. Gomavarach, then he rolls up and repeats the bracha. It's Tani Tani, Poseh Baraya. You open up, you read it to Mavarach. You don't close it, you're not Goyal, you read it before. So we have two different opinions. One is that when we get up in Aliyah, you go up to Torah, you open it up to see where you're up, where you're going to read from, make the bracha there, and then you go ahead. And you, first opinion, you close it, you roll it closed, and then you make the bracha. And you open it like to read it. And some say, no, you open it to see where you're up to, where you're supposed to begin. Mavarech, and you make the bracha without closing the Sefer Torah while the Sefer Torah is still on. What's the cheshbon over here? This is the Korban Eid to explain. The cheshbon is, say, to be considered, go to Sefer Torah. Sheyomru b'chas k'suvah Torah. People may not know, the Amaratzim, that you're reading the b'chas Torah from the Torah itself. So you close it, that you're not doing it, you're reading, you're saying it by heart. And the other man, Yamu, says, no, people are not going to be choshish that. There's no reason for that. We're not concerned about that. And you can read, you can make the bracha with it open. Zok to Gemara. I was Zahir, Rabbi, 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 Hello, Mishama, I'm Yabasef, Rabbi, 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 is like the one who says that you open it, and you're Rabbi, Rabbi, Uma, what's the reason? Kapisko Omdo al Kalayam, when Ezra opened the Torah to read, Maksiv Basrei, Yerach Ezra's Kashem Alakim Agadol. Which means he said the bracha without closing it. The Pasuk seems to say, when Ezra al Sofer read the, doesn't say that he closes it, it says he read it, he opened the Sefer Torah and he made a bracha. So you see a raya by Ezra that, he doesn't say, he says the Kabbalah, Lokov says Gol Sefer Torah. He doesn't say that he rolled it closed to make the bracha. El Birch Miyad. He made a bracha right away, so you see a raya from Ezra, that's the correct way to do it. So up to Gemara, then what did he declare when he said, Hashem is great, what did he mean? What did he declare when he said that? What was the agado? What's the lashon of agado? What does that mean? The gidlo, what does that mean? So magidlo, I'm a b'shem afarish, he said Hashem is the shem afarish. Masnama b'bracha gidlo. He declared Hashem gave the bracha itself. His bracha included praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a special bracha that he made, Akela Godol Agibah Vanaira. Says the Kohen Eder, that was what he added to the bracha. Hashal Yisapon Likasha, Akash Brother's great. And he added those words, of each bracha, he would add this Akela Godol Agibah Vanaira, which was his way of doing other like other people, and he added that as well into the bracha. Sak the Gemara, Levi, why do they call the Achik and Dagdola? Because they return the greatness of Hashem to its original state. What does that mean? What's the pshat? So the Gemara Pinchas. Moshe was masakin it by piyashotei kal gadol v'nara. Yemi yomah kela gadol agibor. Lomen abedin say nara. Lomu gibor. Why say Hashem is gibor? Is that nikras gibor? He it's proper to call a kadosh baruch hu gibor. It's the proper thing to eat it because he felt it was proper. That's how you're supposed to praise Hashem. Shuraya korban mitzvah soka. What makes a kadosh baruch hu gibor? He saw Chor Mayis and he was quiet. He didn't say anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu restrained his anger. They were destroying the Beis HaMikdash, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to hold back and be silent. That's a tremendous gevura. The Kaviyachal is like Ibra Kovish is Yitzchak, says the Kaviyachal. He brings to the Mishnah. He's able to, his work in a sense was Kovish, his Gevura. Because he didn't get angry, he was so sick. He didn't let them destroy Beis HaMikdash without criticizing, punishing them right there. It was supposed to be a punishment for Yisrael. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura. So Gemara says, so what happened? So Gemara says, where's the Gevura? So they said, Gemara says, let me call it Bisoki. So that, why didn't Yirmiyahu say Naira? You should say Naira also. Why did he take that out? It was part of what Zalva Kamesha was, name was Kaveya. So why would he take it out? So the Gemara says, he took it out, and I don't remember the only big is Makamai Mikdash. He said, never let him in Mikdash Shaka, Satan the Pasig in Tehillim, that because Baruch's greatness is evident in the Mikdash. And where, because all the needs and that happen in the Mikdash every day. So Mamela, therefore, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Naira. Takes whenever like a Mikdash Shaka. Now it makes me destroyed. You can't say Naira. They know I'm going to Naira. He said it in Naira. The Gemara says, Akel, Agadol, Vainaira. He said, Akel, Agadol, Vainaira. But he didn't say Gibar. Why didn't he say Gibar? Why didn't Daniel say Gibar in his tefillah, in his tefillah? So the Gemara says, I'm a Gibar, none of Masurim the Kalarin. Because Hashem's children are given to, taken in Kalarin, taken out in chains. The foreign nations punished them. Took them into captivity. So where's the Gevura? How would you say the Gevura? Where's the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't know, why did he say then Naira? I was Naira, the curse Naira? He said, because right before Hakadosh Baruch Hu called Naira. And Naira says, I'm going to curse Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because did the great things in Kishon Eish. He saved Moshe Rabbein. He saved Avraham Avinu. He saved Kanani, Mishael, Vazariah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did many great things for us. When they came to Gedola, they get it great in the back, a gadol as well. They quoted the Pasig. And Pasig we find in Nehemiah, where they added on a Kela Gadol Agibo, they added on again Gadol, they added that on to which is the source of the bracha that we make in Shemoneh Esrei. So they added that on. So these are all different people that took out for certain Kishbonos, but Maisa at the end, Anshe Gazoli added all the things of that was said was taken out before, exceedingly ocean. It says the Karban Eida. Supports Klal Yisrael. That's the greatness of them in the middle of Golos. It's called Naira. Even in Golos, it's Naira. No different than the Naira in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mamela, that's why he had a Naira, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash, and it was desolate, it was destroyed. And that's the Ikon Naira, but this is also called Naira. And if we added on, Daniel decide to go ahead and add Moshe's words to Moshe or take away Moshe. Bus for them has a right to figure out what's the proper praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What right did they have to do that? Maybe it's a Belevi. He holds the name of Yen Shalom. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is truth. They didn't want to flatter him. They wanted to know. He didn't want praises that was not... That would be fake praises. He knew that they were praising certain things that were certain parts of great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not to praise them things that were not. So if there was no Beis HaMikdash, you can't say Naira, because there was no Beis HaMikdash here. So it would not, Naira would not be appropriate. So they were not Makanifim. They want to say, says the Kabbalah, they didn't have to go ahead and Makanif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, flatter him by giving him all kinds of titles if it wasn't MS. And right now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Gibor. So that's what they took it out from their end. Chazal later went ahead and put it back in as the proper way to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next period, Gemara Ketos, how do you read the Megillah? Kari Megillah, a person reads Megillah, so we stand or we could sit. Kari Bakar Bakar Shchaim, whether it's one person reading or two people reading it together, Yotze, they read it together. If they read two people reading it together, they Yotze as well. Malkshana Leverk, a very place where they make a bracha, to make a bracha on the Megillah, you make it. Leverk, Leverk, when you make a minhag is not to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Now, Lamaisa, what's the Kiddush of Shnayim Kor Shnayim? They read together, says the Kabbalah, that we don't say in Shnei Kolos and Shmom Ka'achad. We don't say, and we'll see why we don't say that. We don't say Shnei Kolos Amos Ka'achad, which they usually balance each other out. You can't hear one kol. But here we say no, because, and the Gemara is going to explain, even the Chaviva allow you, since they're so covered, the mitzvah, we create some Megillah, such a mitzvah Chaviva, describing the nace of Klai Yisrael, Mela, therefore they would hear it, even if it would be two people, two kolos, simultaneously, they would be able to be mishtal, they would be able to go ahead and figure it out, and therefore they would be able, that's where you're allowed to do that. So Rashi says again, so you're going to make a bracha, but no, however, can I make a bracha? Basically, it's no minute is not to make a bracha, then you don't make a bracha. So Rashi says, go back to Kisar Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. You call up three people. Postal members, you can't add three. You can't have less than three. You can't add more than three. We keep the three. We don't change the number. And we'll explain the reason why we don't have more or less. Dafka three, and why we don't do that. So there's a commentary to explain. Sacking three. So Yikshel Tzibur, because the Yimei Malacha. We don't add on because it's Yimei Malacha. Shabbos Min, because someone's Shegu. Call Yom HaRegil LeDrush. All day they go learning. They're giving drushes the whole Shabbos. So they can add on. It's Tarek HaTzibur to add on more, to add on for them Monday and Thursday, adding on because they have to go to work. So adding on Kriya Tetzetirka. And on Shabbos also, which is the day of Regil LeDrush, Alaminka, it causes them to be the Torah to stop them from learning. So they can go ahead and read the Megillah. That would be inappropriate. So therefore, we did not do that. We're not moisted. We're not going to read a Navi on Shabbos as well. We don't read a Navi. We read a Navi on Shabbos. We don't read a Navi on the, which means our Naira is about this same reason we don't read, in the weekday. We don't do that. The same idea, Tirka. A person who goes ahead and begins to read the Torah, he says the bracha before and afterwards. Which means, again, we'll see what that means. We're talking about a person who begins to read the Torah, he makes the bracha before, and the one who comes to be mashlim at the end makes the bracha at the end. Makes the bracha at the end. The conclusion of the laning. And I'm going to explain what that means when we have two people making the bracha. We'll see. What does it mean? Only after the fact that you sat down, you yotze. You shouldn't be doing it. It says you should sit. I made the yotze. What does it mean? Should you be oimed? But if you sat, but the you yotze, chila, you weren't yotze. We say you don't got chila. I got my best baby that man. She grabbed me, she made me a special divin. He sat in the basement, she'll give any red Kriya Miss McGillis city. When the son of Akamigal, and he gave it over to another person who said the bracha afterwards. So you see that you can do that. They gave it to one of the people to read the bracha, but he was able to be yotze sitting there and be able to yotze. So Mimela, therefore that's the chiddush. You gave him over the thing. You can go give the bracha. You have an extra bracha, but from the brachas of the what he called is going to be that's going to be koyim. That was not going to change. Vigmar, the answer is that true. You get up and you make him around the bracha, make it decent. You can read the Megillah sitting or reading or sitting. Either way is going to be considered fine. It doesn't make a difference which way, that there's no objection to whichever way you do it. So, therefore, it was seen, the Gemara doesn't explain that therefore, where he was knowing, and basically, that says it was fine, it was accepted. Gemara says, maybe give another shot. What about give a bracha? They give it to another person who said the bracha. It'll be that one person reads and another person makes the bracha. Should the person who makes the bracha read it? So why does another person go ahead and give the bracha? So when it says, Siv, as you can run with Melech Yehuda. It says that you call together King Melech Yehuda, look at Shema Korea. But it wasn't Shafra and look Korea. You might say, look Korea, Shafra Korea. It wasn't Shafra and read it because of Shemaya. You see over here, a person listening is like reading it. That's the lesson of the bracha, the Mechudish. The Mishnah says, we see from here, a person who reads it is Shemei Kone, is the person who actually read it. It's not the same halacha applies. It's not the effort you look at feeling, you don't say. So, by the way, so what about saying the Sefer Torah? So, you don't have to sit for a Sefer Torah. The Megillah about Sefer Torah, come to Kriya, you have to stand for the Kriya Torah. If you have to stand up for the Tamakok, I'm sure you have to stand up for the Torah itself. Of course, you have to stand up when the Torah is read. So, we're talking about Nezaki. But I said, another Azariah, show me the cross of the Torah. This man said to read the Torah. Hey, Malin, what does he do? Where does he have to stand? They cover. Only read covered, he's standing. We have covered at Sebo, covered at Rabbim. So, really, Nechem doesn't have to stand, but because he's reading it, covered at Rabbim is to be able to sit down. So the Maharaj tell me if they have kvod, if you say because of kvod of the honor, I feel it anyway, even the two of them. It only fits when it says even if two between the two of them it's gonna be considered, it should be considered well. They told me they cover the rabbi, they tell me because of cover the rabbi, and that's why if this thing I feel being not smell, even by himself he reading become not it should be crowded to say because of his own honor. If it's for other people, it's for the people listening, so he should be able to have to stand up even for himself. He's reading for himself, but he owes himself. So he should also stand up. So why is it not? Why by Yochid doesn't? You know, okay, after Masatzim and Akov, you're going to make a person stand up, he'll be lazy, and therefore he will try not to read at all. In other words, if you're going to make him stand up already, that much, then he's going to be too lazy and he won't even read the Torah at all. So therefore, we don't matriach him to stand up, and we say he can, if he wants to, he can sit as well. Merv is a Maisa. So a person standing and reading and interpreting the Torah, reading at the tzibur, and we're standing up. We're standing up. We're leaning on a pillar. Amalei said to him, Amalei, it's just for you to do that. You can't lean while you're teaching Torah. You have to stand up straight. It's like the different aim of the year. So too, lean up aim. You have to do aim a year. You're going to be leaning back. You're leaning on a pillar. That's not proper. That's not be'ema. It's not how you stand in front of a king. It's not how you stand with a aim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the stand up, you don't stand leaning on a thing. You have to stand up straight. So Melech was able to go ahead and correct him to do so. That's the proper way to do so. Otherwise, it's not proper. Says the Gemara. So it again explains the idea of why we talk about, because of Yeru, it should be the same thing, that we should be able to go ahead and understand why he's reading it. Amar b'Yeru, Shem Yechol Kalam. So it should be someone who can't lean on something else when you're supposed to be standing up. Just like the Ema, the Yechdu Ha'am, they all got afraid, they all trembled to the Torah. That is the proper way to be Noyik. And by leaning back in such a fashion, that's not the proper way of being Makar. So the Ma'avi Nechai Gaiman, Kage said, he saw that the guy was reading, he was standing and interpreting the Torah in the way that he wanted to. He was interpreting the Torah very differently. So Gemara says, so what's he doing? Hello, Makar, my brother's right. Do you have anyone to tell him, to explain to him, next to him being Makar of him, telling him how to read, or making mistakes? Somebody said to him, it's forbidden you to go and read with him. And she said, look, in the God of the sister, it's asked for him to go to you. You have to go separated. It should be no difference between you and them at the same level. But the Maisa, Maisa is Makrit. He's no Magisser. So if no Magisser, we have to be also no Magisser to somebody else, is also the proper way to do it if that's how he's knowing himself. So you can't be purged from the Lord. You're doing it for the sake of their father. You can't go and change the order of the Seder. Something about the Nala, but I'll give you the he's about to answer it, made a question. Is there any need for a person to have an intermediary to ask for a shy? They ask for reading. You have to have it so you can do it yourself. Because I am self. Person, go ahead. You don't have to have an intermediary. I am self. Moshe Rabbeinu himself spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to have an intermediary. You can do it yourself. You can go ahead and learn the Torah yourself in any way, in any form, in any time, any place, including in B'chaloyim, because that's the proper way of being knowing Torah. He saw an interpreter giving he was giving from a book, he was giving interpretations from the book. Kabbalah explains, what does this mean? It means he was giving Rosh Yibatagim Kuratagim Tokos, he was reading the Targum from a Sefer. So Amalei said to him, I said, look, I just said to you, you can't read from a book, you can't, it's a big sad. So you can't go ahead and read from a thing, you have to do what the way it was given. Torah Shabbat is big sad, and Torah Shabbat Peh should be given by Peh. So you're translating things by Baal Peh, the things that were written, that's inappropriate, that should not be done. That should not be done. So the Gemara says that the Gemara gives us, what do we do? Gemara says, how do you translate over? The Torah gives something to profess. Which one is the more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This tells us, Osam b'peh kaviva. That was given orally is more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than what's written b'ksav. Through these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris. Not through stam the words. That was given by peh. So these are the words is to be that is what's causing the connection. That's what you do. But you have to go ahead and know Bepeh is Bepeh, and you can't go over and do a big sob. It has to be separate. Mara discusses now a little bit more about the Indian of Bepeh but not, or big sob, how to divide up between what's Bepeh and when are you allowed to do it Bepeh, even though it's written big sob. We'll continue from here tomorrow.